Hornby Island. Hello. 12:04 on the little yellow clock, and right now it's time for the High Noon Show. Big show for you today on May the 17th, 2022. I'm not going to do a spoiler of today's weather report. Well, who knows what it'll be like in an hour when we get to that weather report. So let's not spoil or screw up anything here. Big show today, a couple of requests, including the Bobby Brownwater Interprovincial Pick of the Week. I mentioned reports at the top of the hour. Get to that at 1 o'clock, and then I don't really know about Comedy Corner. It's been several weeks since Comedy Corner. Might have to give Beverly a call here and while I got the music on and see what's happening. Coming up though, in about 15 minutes, is going to be a contest formerly known as the Sizzle Truck Sweepstakes, now known as the Lunch Lottery. Today's prize is a delicious, nutritious noodle bowl from Forage Cafe. Open Friday evenings for dinner, Saturday to Sunday for lunch, and I'm sure that's going to be changing real soon. What with the summer weather incoming any minute now. Maybe. Guess we'll see about that. But if you can answer today's trivia, you're going to win a delicious noodle bowl from your Forage Cafe. Another quick shout out. Quick shout out to anonymous sponsors. Thank you, anonymous sponsors. You are listed along with the other local business sponsors on our sponsorship list. And today, you anonymous sponsors have sponsored the High Noon Show and CHFR. Thank you. Thank you for keeping the lights on here at the station. Thank you for donating your hard-earned dollars so that we can play music. You listener at home, if you want to get in on the action, you can get your annual membership. You can renew your annual membership at hornbyradio.com. Very easy. Jump on to hornbyradio.com. A couple clicks of a button, you can re-up your annual membership. It's only $20. That helps a ton. Thank you. Thank you in advance. 12:07 now. Let's get into the music here. Get into music. And then we'll do the lunch lottery in about 15. So without further ado, we're going to do a track by Breakwater first. Release the Beast right here on 96.5 CHFR, Hornby Island's number one hit station.
Just play like in your chair, like you don't mind even here. person quite so sad. You've got the answer, and it makes me glad. When I feel that style, you give me rock and roll.
Island. That was Labby Seyfre with I Got the dot dot dot. I Got the dot dot dot. Before that, Breakwater, Release the Beast. And it is 12:19 on the little yellow clock. And that means it's time for the lunch lottery. So that's your cue to call 335-0902. Today's question, camping.
Oh, okay.
Keen. Very keen. Extremely keen. Who's on the phone today, please?
It's Beverly.
Oh, Jesus, Beverly. How are you?
I just thought I'd take a try. I don't know the topic. I'm just going to make a wild guess.
Okay. The topic is camping.
Okay.
In honor of this almost spring-like weather this morning.
Uh-huh.
So pretty much camping, pretty much spring camping weather.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, it's a four-part question. Part one. Let's start with part one. What does RV stand for?
Recreational vehicle.
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Okay. Now, RV, recreational vehicle, also known as a motorhome. Okay, I'm not talking about trailers and fifth wheels here. I'm talking about motorhomes. Okay, you follow me?
Yeah.
There are three classes of motorhomes. Name them.
Oh, I don't know that. Airstream? No. Okay.
Sorry, Beverly.
I'll let somebody else call.
You're on the
in.
Right track, though. Thanks, Beverly. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, well, we're going to talk to you for the Comedy Corner, correct?
Yeah.
1:30.
Yep.
Okay. See you then.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay. Looking for a caller. Beverly is on the right track there. RV, recreational vehicle. Motorhome RV. What are the three classes of motorhome RV? That's the question. So let's get this back on here. Three classes of motorhome. 335-0902. Volunteers are standing by.
Once I met a pretty girl, the fairest in the land. Young men in the county were asking for her hand. They'd offer her the moon, they'd offer her the sea. I offered her a sandwich and she said she'd marry me. Sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches.
Hello, Hornby Island. Beverly got you partway there. RV, recreational vehicle. And we're talking about classes of motorhomes. There's three classes. Now, Beverly was went with the brand Airstream, incorrect. We're looking for the classes. Now, the classes are, there's camper vans, that's one class. Then there's like bigger than that. They usually got like a cab over bed, like a queen bed over the cab, and they're longer, usually on a big van, full-size van chassis. And then there's the big mamas that are like, they kind of look like a bus. It's three classes. Name the classes. That's what we want right now. Name the classes for one delicious noodle bowl at Forge Cafe. Give me a shout here, 335-0902.
Sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once.
Hello, Hornby Island. Looking for three classes of motorhome. What are the three classes of motorhome? Camper van, medium, big one, and a huge one. Those are the names. I'll give you another hint. Oh, okay. Here we are. Is that Beverly again?
Nope.
Oh, who's calling today?
Juanita,
how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Now, is it just you or you got a teammate back there?
Well, he phoned in first, but he doesn't have the answer to this.
Okay, you do?
I hope.
Okay, great. You heard the question?
Yeah.
Did you hear Beverly?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know it's not Airstream?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about sport, leisure, and luxury?
Really good guess.
No.
Unfortunately incorrect.
Okay.
Keep listening, Juanita. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
You can call in again if you happen to happen upon it, okay?
Bye.
Okay, bye. We're asking for her hand. They'd offer okay. They'd offer her the sea. Good try, Juanita. Little Mikey Selby didn't have it either, apparently. But that doesn't mean they won't get it. Beverly, you still listening? And all you listeners at home, looking for the three classes of motorhome. There's the camper van, the medium to large, and then the huge bus ones. Three classes. I'll give you another hint. They're all named after letters. Sandwiches, how about you? Sandwiches are beautiful. Sandwiches are 335-0902. I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. Sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. If I had 100 sandwiches,
okay,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Who's calling now?
Gina Ray.
Gina Ray, how are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, great. Now, what do you know about RVs and the classes of motorhomes?
Well, I know a little bit.
Okay. Now, did you hear Juanita and you hear Beverly, so you can cross those off the list?
Well, I sort of heard them kind of, yeah, I was out in the garden.
Okay. Okay, did you hear my last hint?
I remember my grandpa telling me that they were class ABC.
Class ABC, she says. Absolutely correct. 100% correct. Gina Ray.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've won a delicious noodle bowl at Forge Cafe.
Okay, thank you.
Open Friday evening and Saturday, Sunday for lunch.
Okay.
Have you had the noodle bowl?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's really good.
Okay, great.
Yeah, really good.
How do I go about doing this?
Hang on the line for a minute and I will let you know how to collect it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gina. Hold on. Okay, let's get back to some music, folks. 12:26 on the little yellow clock. This is Dan the Automator, Ganji's a Go-Go on the High Noon Show. We'll be right back.
set up home with a man who's half my age. A half-wit in a leotard stands on my stage. The standards have fallen, my value has dropped, but don't shed a tear. Some walk like they own the place, whilst others creep in fear. Try if you can to walk like a man, but you don't come near. You've got to fly.
people say that bowling alley's got big lanes.
Got big lanes, got big lanes.
Some people say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same, look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything.
Anything, anything.
Had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was.
Island, 1236. That was Camper Van Beethoven, Take the Skinheads Bowling, cousin to Ludwig on the father's side, of course. Congratulations to Gina Ray for calling in and winning today's lunch lottery. She'll be enjoying a delicious noodle bowl from Forge Cafe. And thanks also to Beverly and Juanita for calling in and giving her a shot. We're going to have reports at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock. Until then, let's keep it going with some music. This is the Smiths. This charming man on the High Noon Show.
Coming home.
Hello, Hornby Island. That's the English Beat with Rotating Heads. And before that, Romeo Void, Never Say Never, and kicked it off with the Smiths. This one's going out to Jay and Courtney. It's Ween. It's going to be a long night on the High Noon Show.
Down. We'll let it all be coming round.
kick that set off with one for Jay and Courtney. It was Ween, It's Gonna Be a Long Night, and then Meat Puppets, Up on the Sun, and that was Husker Du with Don't Wanna Know If You Are Lonely.
How to pronounce Husker Du. Husker Du. Husker Du. Husker Du. Husker Du.
Okay, and now it's time for reports. So we got a couple of reports for you today. Weather, traffic, puddles and laundry. Let's start off with the weather. A bit of unexpected sun this morning. And it's hanging around. The forecast was for rain. And of course, it may still come. But for now, it's holding off. And there's even some blue up there. So get out while you can. Get around the park. Go down to the beach. Get out in the garden. Go for a bike ride. Pick some flowers. Mow the lawn. Get the idea. Traffic. Traffic's all clear. Puddle report. There is one or two deeper ones out there in the parking lot at Joe King. Mostly out in front of the gym, between the gym and the hockey box. Pretty much dry, not even a lot of mud, which is kind of surprising. So if you're crossing the parking lot here at Joe King, just, you know, pick your destination and head straight for it. Laundry, I was over there 5-10 minutes ago, and one of the wash machines is crapped out again, I guess. It's gone. The middle one's gone. So we're back to two washers for the time being. Both available as we speak. And all three dryers also available. So, yeah. Good time to do some laundry. Alrighty. Someone just walked by. But I don't think they walked in there. So, no need to sound the alarm yet for that. Still all available. Community announcements. Hornby Island New Horizons Society. There's a meeting. It's the 44th AGM. Stay for snacks and refreshments after the meeting. It's on Thursday the 19th, which is 2 days from now. It's at, it's also on Zoom. It's at 11 a.m. on Thursday. RSVP by emailing hornbynewhorizons@gmail.com. And you can indicate your preference for in person or to receive the Zoom link invite. Okay? New Horizons AGM Thursday, 11 a.m. AGM of the Hornby Community Radio Society. Yay. Will be held on Sunday the 29th. So that's a week this coming Sunday. 2 p.m. at Room to Grow. Members and everyone, please attend. 2 p.m. Sunday, May 29th. Room to grow. Gonna be out of town for that. Sorry, guys. Gonna be in Winnipeg, visiting your friend and mine, Bobby Brownwater. Here's a note. It says, spring clean your closets for Ukraine. Together we can make a difference! Exclamation point. Donate gently used clothing and small items. Call Robin Walford for pickup. Number, her number, 335-0824. 0824. Or bring to the hall on Thursday, this Thursday, the 19th, between 1 and 4. Ukraine donations, gently used clothing and small items. Okay. So it says then at the bottom, it says quality clothing and treasure sale and fabulous lunch. Friday, May 20th. It's this Friday. 11 to 5 at the hall. Proceeds to support Doctors Without Borders medical train. Okay, so there's a rummage sale. Good quality stuff, though. Friday at the hall, 11 to 5. There's a fabulous lunch as well. If you want to donate to it, bring it to the hall on Thursday afternoon. Okay? That's this Friday. Quality clothing and treasure sale. And fabulous lunch. Proceeds go to the Ukraine. Okay, right on. We also have ongoing Hornby Island Theater Society and Hornby Island Education Society literacy outreach. It's a spring play reading series featuring new Canadian theatrical works. This is ongoing. It's been going since the beginning of April. Sundays. Sunday afternoons, 3:30 to 5:30. It's at Room to Grow. So come and watch. Come and participate. If you'd like to participate, contact Andrea Quebec at gigglinggoatgal@gmail.com. And if you want to come watch, there's a suggested donation, $2 to $5. Sunday afternoons at Room to Grow, 3:30 to 5:30. Check it out. Okay, announcement. Construction of City West Fiber to Home Network has started on Denman Island with Hornby Island following. City West wants to encourage residents and businesses to sign up for a free fiber optic drop connection. This will allow you to access reliable internet speeds, TV, and phone when services are available. You can fill out a form online at citywest.ca. Or call 1-800-442-8664. We have a 24-hour crisis line and text line for women. It's put on by the Lily House in Courtney. The Lily House is a 24-hour crisis and text line. It provides immediate support and information to all women, trans women, and gender non-binary folks who are experiencing abuse. Family and friends who are concerned about someone experiencing abuse are also welcome to call, text these numbers for information and support. Get your pens ready. Trained staff at the Lily House respond to the calls, texts, and will share information about where to find resources in the community. Staff can support those who are at risk of violence to create a safety plan for themselves and their children. Lily House serves the Comox Valley, including Denman and Hornby Island, to provide a taxi service from Buckley Bay to a safe shelter. Free and confidential counseling is available. Got your pen? The phone number is 250-338-1227. The text line, 250-218-4034. Uh, There's a handwritten note here. I think I remember this from a while ago, though. Sheep on Central between Savoy and Lee Smith. I think that's old. NEP is the Neighborhood Emergency Preparedness Program. Okay, get prepared, people. For information, go to hira.ca/services/emergency-preparedness or the Comox Valley Regional District site under Emergency Management. Okay, that's it. That's enough. That's all of them. It's done. Okay, what time is it? 1:10. Holy moly. It's 1:10, Hornby Island. That means it's time. It's time to get back into some music here, okay? Let's get back into some music. We've got Comedy Corner with Beverly fast approaching. We got a bunch of good songs to get to here. Stay tuned for Comedy Corner at 1:30. But first, it's the RBI PPOTW coming all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Bobby Brownwater, he wants to hear a little John Prine, Saddle in the Rain. Here you go, buddy.
I wish, I hope, I wonder where you're at sometimes. Is your back against the wall or just across the line? If you've been standing in the rain, reciting nursery rhymes, trying to recall some long-lost kind of peace of mind, peace of mind. Try spending the night sometime all over in a frozen room. At the need you blame, you saddle in the rain. I dreamed that I got up down in my basement, and he waited there for me to have this accident, so he could drink my wine and eat me like a sacrament. I just stood there like I do. Then I came and went. I came and went. Like a bird in the foreign sky. I couldn't even say goodbye. I come and share the pain. My saddle's in the rain. Doesn't know if I'm his friend just yet. His eyes and the mouth were widely open, and his jaw was set like he'd fell off a cliff and hadn't hit the bottom yet. I wish he wouldn't pull those things on me without a net, without a net. I had him up to the house one time, but we were having a real good time. And then he went lame, he settled in the rain. Not too far from the Alamo sits a girl who stole my records very long ago. And she wishes, wants and washes out those dirty clothes as she shuts her eyes and dreams about a one-eyed Joe. One-eyed Joe. A car parked on a dirty road. Heaven knows the load she pulled. Couldn't take the strain. Settled in the rain.
Not everything singing, you know. The only important thing these days is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody.
Crombie. That was medium. Hungry, so angry. And before that, Big Audio Dynamite with Rush, The Slits. I heard it through the grapevine. Can Turtles Have Short Legs? And we kicked it off with the RBIPPOTW, John Prine, Saddle in the Rain. It's 1:29 on the High Noon Show for Tuesday, May the 17th. And it just clicked over to 1:30. That means it's time for Comedy Corner. So Beverly's going to be calling. There we go. Like a glove. Beverly, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, how are you?
I'm not too bad today.
Good, it was a good try on the lunch lottery today.
Yeah, I don't know that much.
You helped everybody along, though. You got the first part?
Yeah.
Were you listening?
Yes, you, Gina Ray won.
Gina Ray won, yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And she's won a few times.
Has she?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Has.
Okay, I don't have her on the top of the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. She's a little farther down then. She must be on like page 4.
Okay.
So you mentioned something about jokes.
Yeah, well, I thought us being a rural community, I'd tell a kind of elaborate chicken story.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
an elaborate chicken story.
It's been a long time since we've had cable. Well, I guess people have satellites, so they still watch these shows. But my roommate liked this show a lot, which was the Storage War, where they
Storage Wars. Yeah, I've seen that.
Old storage shelters.
When I went to
try to sell everything.
Yeah, I went to town and stayed in a motel.
Right.
A while ago, and they had it on TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this one man went through his storage locker and he picks up this little box. And he opens it up, and there's all these little tiny pairs of red glasses, and a little like sunglasses, right? And he immediately says, "I know what these are." He said, "They're little red glasses for chickens, so chickens don't peck each other to death because it blocks out red so they don't see blood and they don't peck each other to death." Well,
this is what the storage wars guy said?
That's what the storage guy said. He knew what they were, these little red glasses. So I thought that was hysterical, little glasses for chickens. But my mind immediately went to, how do they attach said glasses to the chicken, right? And indeed, that was a part of it. The animal rights people...
Chickens don't have ears, as far as I know.
Right.
They're really
the
tiny if they do.
Animal rights people ended up getting involved in the 80s, so this practice had been going on for years. I'll elaborate on that in a bit in a minute. So, yes, indeed, there's two ways they did the chickens. They either tied it around their head.
Oh, yeah, like a strap.
Or they drilled them onto their beak. So
drilled it, yeah.
In the 80s in England, they made a ban of doing this practice.
The drilling or the strapping?
The drilling, and they banned the whole practice
the whole thing.
Of these little glasses for chickens. But I'm talking to, I thought it was quite amusing, and I'm talking to my very elderly father, and he's from a very small town in New Brunswick, and he said, well, we used to, they had a hardware store, and he said, we were always sending people up to so-and-so's farm, because indeed they had chickens with these glasses on, right? So then I'm still finding this hilarious, this idea of these chickens all wearing glasses. And my daughter thinks it's funny, too. And when she's living in Vancouver,
She's actually in a vintage store, and they have an old postcard where the chickens are all wearing the sunglasses, and she sent it to me. But, yes, eventually, and my father's 91, so that would have been way back in the 30s and 40s that farm had the chickens with the glasses.
In New Brunswick.
But anyway, animal rights activists did get together and banned it. So I thought that was quite the interesting. And the picture of them, I have the postcard somewhere, and it's just hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, a whole field of chicken with these little red
glasses. With shades on, drilled into their heads.
Little bit of animal, ending of animal cruelty.
Yeah, good thing.
Yeah. So there you go, chickens with sunglasses.
So now they're just pecking each other to death instead.
And they're not, I suppose in some level it helped because they didn't peck each other.
Yeah, well, but is it better now or better before? Right?
I think the idea of not having so many chickens together in one spot would also help eliminate that problem.
Yeah, that's probably the simpler solution, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of practice of keeping so many chickens together, and hopefully they've stopped doing that.
I saw a truckload of turkeys on the ferry.
Oh, yeah.
The big ferry over to the mainland.
Yeah.
God, it smelled bad.
No, yeah, no doubt. I used to live near a chicken factory in East Van, and one day one of the chickens got loose, and we were keeping it out in our garage. Anyway, I guess that's it for me today.
Did you name it?
But I hope you found that history lesson interesting.
What was your chicken's name?
Oh, I don't know if we named them. I can't remember anyway.
All righty.
Okay.
Thanks, Beverly.
Okay.
Take care now, okay?
You
Thanks
too.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Beverly. An interesting fact about chickens. Hornby Island, it's 137. On Tuesday, maybe the 17th. The rain's still holding off. Still little bits of blue out there. Don't jinx it. Okay, let's get into some music. We got another 20-ish minutes to go here. So let's finish her off. Up next here, we got a track by Soul Coughing. It's Screenwriter's Blues on the High Noon Show. CHFR.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breasts. Los Angeles. right out there in Los Angeles. You live in Los Angeles, and you are going to Reseda. We are all in some way or another going to Reseda someday to die. And the radio man laughs because the radio man fucks a model too. Gone savage for teenagers with automatic weapons and boundless love. Gone savage for teenagers who are aesthetically pleasing, in other words, fly. Los Angeles beckons the teenagers to come to her on buses. Los Angeles loves love. It is 5 a.m. About lovers who murder each other. I am going to Los Angeles to see my own name on a screen 5 feet long and luminous. As the radio man says, it is 5 a.m. and the sun has charred the other side of the world and come back to us and painted the smoke over our heads an imperial violet. It is 5 a.m. Listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. You are listening. 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 Los Angeles. Thank you.
We'll be right back. happy. He must be happy in his world.
Island. That's XTC making plans for Nigel. Before that, Gary Newman, ME, APB, Shoot You Down, and Soul Coughing, Screenwriter's Blues. It's 1:56, and that's it for this edition, Tuesday, May the 17th, 2022, of the High Noon Show. Thanks for calling in for Comedy Corner, Beverly. Thanks for calling in Gina Ray for winning Sizzle. Truck sweepstakes, lunch lottery. Enjoy that delicious noodle bowl. See y'all next week, Hornby Island. Here's the Dead Kennedys to send you off. You got her dialed in to 96.5 CHFR, Hornby Island's number one station. We'll be right back.
today in the blue room, just up from the parking garage. Drink plenty of water when you take these. Now you can relax and return to your job.